Joanna Hoffman, the veteran of the McIntosh team who was among those willing to challenge Jobs, did so. "Reality distortion has motivational value, and I think that's fine," she said as Jobs stood at a whiteboard. "However, when it comes to setting a date in a way that affects the design of the product, then we get into real deep shit." Jobs didn't agree. "I think we have to drive a stake in the ground somewhere, and I think if we miss this window, then our credibility starts to erode." What he did not say, even though it was suspected by all, was that if their targets slipped, they might run out of money. Jobs had pledged $7 million of his own funds, but at their current burn rate, they would run out in 18 months if they didn't start getting some revenue from shipped products. 3 months later, when they returned to Pebble Beach for their next retreat, Jobs began his list of maxims with, "The honeymoon is over." By the time of the third retreat in Sonoma in September 1986, the timetable was gone, and it looked as though the company would hit a financial wall.